time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Derrick Henry met with the media following the Ravens' loss to New England on Sunday night.
Derrick, that second to last drive, were you surprised that you were not in the game for the offense, given that you just scored a touchdown?
I mean, no, we've been doing a rotation for I don't know how many weeks. Keaton doing a great job, and in the run game, and we both been in there doing the best we can. And we got a lot of good players, so everybody has to we get their touches and get opportunities. So, and Keaton is deserving of it. Didn't work out that way, but another opportunity. Look for it next week. This one definitely hurts. Like I said, at home again, come up short. Just wasn't good enough today.
That being said, I mean, is this a game? I mean, closing out with a lead like that, is that a situation where, if all things were equal, you would like the ball, you would like to be involved?
Any player would just like to be able to have the ball in the hand, make plays for the team, just to give us such a chance to go win. I think any player's going to have that same response. If you're a competitor and you love the game, and I definitely love the game. But this didn't go that way tonight. They were the better team, and that's where they won. But like I said, we got two more games to look forward to. Hopefully football gods bless us. But, that's just to see on another day and see how that plays out. But just looking forward to the next two and be the best player I can to help us win the next two. So.
Derrick, how does that work with the rotations? Do they come to you and say, hey, this is Keaton's series, you're sitting now? Or who makes that call and who tells you?
That's just something that, we've been doing the last couple of weeks. It's been a good flow. So, he goes a series, I go a series. I mean, I don't think it's a big deal. If we won the game, wouldn't be no questions about it because, but I understand, when you lose, everybody's going to want to know or try to analyze every single situation. But this is something we've been doing. We did it last week and everything was fine. We won, so.
Derrick, what happened in the fumble in the first half?
You jinxed me. Yeah, early this week. First where I thought, I'm like, man, he didn't jinx me. But, really embarrassing. I feel like some of that momentum that we had in that drive, like we would have scored. We gave us 7, so I took 7 points away. And I feel like it took a little bit of momentum from the team and the defense, and they went on a long drive and scored, and just been disappointing, kind of like this whole year. You kind of work hard to be the best player you can, be consistent, and have the most success, and sometimes don't go that way, which is upsetting. But like I said, I'm going to keep working and try to do my best for this team. But, this year has kind of been frustrating, not as a team, but, like, for me as far as my play and just the mistakes, it costs the team.
Derrick, we just talked to Lamar, and we saw the anguish in his face as he was talking about getting hurt again and trying to get out there. I mean, has that just been kind of an awful thing for you guys to watch, sort of seeing him get derailed again and again by these things?
Yeah, you never want to see your QB, your leader of the team, your best player on the team go down like that. We want him out there. We want to be healthy, and we want him out there so we can have the best chance to win. It's a game of injuries. That stuff, a lot of that happens. But Lamar, he's a competitor, and he's a fighter. So I know he wanted to be out there, but circumstances didn't go that way today. Hope we can get him back this upcoming week.
Derrick, when you signed the extension with this team in the offseason, what were your expectations for this year, especially given how well this offense worked last year?
Yeah, I think that's self-explanatory. I think the expectations, we're not really trying to have expectations, just want to put the work in, then let our work show. Last year was a fun year, did some great things, but we came up short. And this year we just had some unfortunate circumstances, and things that haven't swung our way, had some adversity, and it just hasn't been good enough. Honestly, as a whole, I think everybody on the team would say that we just haven't been good enough. And like I said, we got 2 games left, and we can end it the way we want to end it. But it just hasn't been good enough. It's just simple. Put like that.
Derrick, where would you say the team is at right now with the 2 games left, but also things that being out of your control when it comes to the playoffs?
Right now, this sucks that we lost, but dwell on this for a little bit and go look forward to Green Bay because a quick turnaround. I'm playing on Saturday and going over there. And you know, look forward to play. I mean, we play this game because we love it. So I'm sure everybody's going to want to come back and be ready to go and prepare the right way just so we can go out there and win the game.
All right, thank you, Derek.